Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alec, Vivek and Sarah with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the CFMEU has been accused of deliberately sabotaging Brisbane's Cross River Rail project in another inquiry hearing. According to Cross River Rail Delivery Authority Chief Executive Graham Newton, their actions at rallies and protests were strategically designed to maximise disruption. The CFMEU appeared to use their knowledge of major construction phases to purposefully disrupt specific works, he said. The project is now estimated to... Project is now expected to be complete by 2029, 5 years behind schedule, with the estimated cost sitting at $19 billion, almost four times the original $5.4 billion. According to Mr. Newton, the CFMEU launched a misinformation campaign on social media, attributing their worksite disruption to poor safety relating to asbestos exposure and heat stress.
In other local news, North Queensland braces as Cyclone Narelle intensifies and might potentially become at Category 5 strength as it hits landfall from a Category 4. Queensland Premier David Crisafulli has told ABC News Breakfast that today is the day for locals to prepare for when the cyclone crosses the coast. It'll actually go across. It'll be packing a punch as it goes through the Gulf and on the western side as well, Crisafulli said. Senior meteorologist Angus Hines says the last time the region had a weather system like this was in 2019 with Tropical Cyclone Trevor. The bomb is warning that Narelle will likely bring destructive wind gusts of up to 230 km per hour to northern townships along with heavy rainfall of up to 100 millimetres. A warning zone has been declared between Lockhart River and Cape Tribulation, and a watch zone extends across the central peninsula between Kanwanyama and Weipa. Port Douglas is no longer included in the watch area. More updates are expected to come. In national news, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is set to talk state premiers and chief ministers today in national cabinet meeting aimed at ensuring Australia has a united response to the global oil supply shock. The SNAP meeting will discuss efforts to reduce fuel shortages, particularly in regional areas where some petrol stations have closed. It's a different world now, Anthony Albanese said in a speech to Australian Automotive Dealer Association in Sydney. We'll need to acknowledge that and we'll need to respond to that, said Albanese. The federal government has been at pains to emphasize there's enough fuel in the country at the moment and that shortages at some browsers, particularly at regional ones, have been caused by panic buying. Energy Minister Chris Bowen said on Tuesday's Australia's supply is comfortably locked until well into April, raising the obvious question about what happens in a month's time, also when those contracts are gone. Today's meeting, though, has been flagged as more focused on national cooperation. The Prime Minister said each state and territory should appoint a point person to liaise with the federal government, and the Australian Financial Review has reported a national fuel czar will be named to coordinate the overall response.
But even as this meeting approaches, Australians are still overpaying for their petrol. Prime Minister Albanese has said that the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission will take action against petrol stations that are overcharging, but experts are warning that this price gouging may not be illegal. Successfully prosecuting companies for raising prices through colluding or misleading their customers is a rare occurrence. Regular unleaded petrol has hiked almost 49% since February 20th, to an average of $2.19 per litre in Australia's five largest cities, with diesel sitting at around $2.40 per litre.
In national news, a retired Belgian diplomat has been asked to stand trial for what prosecutors say is his role in the assassination of Patrice Lumumba, the first Congolese prime minister, back in 1961. Lumumba was a leader in the resistance against colonial rule who ultimately became a martyr for Africa's liberation movement. On Tuesday, a Brussels court ruled that the defendant, Etienne de Vignon, should be charged for war crimes over the killing of Lumumba. The ruling is a result of a criminal complaint filed 15 years ago by Lumumba's children, alongside a milestone in Belgium's effort to reckon with the crimes they committed during their harsh and violent rule of the nation now known as the Democratic Republic of Congo. As a junior diplomat, Mr. Davignon was dispatched to Congo during a time in which various factions were wrangling for power. The Lumumba family lawyers say Mr. Davignon plotted on how to remove Mr. Lumumba, communicating with Belgium's foreign minister and other officials in Brussels via telex. Mr. Davignon is the only surviving member of the group who prosecutors say organised the kidnapping and treatment of Mr. Lumumba shortly after Congo gained independence from Belgium in 1960. The Brussels court has found sufficient grounds for Mr. Davignon to face charges for depriving Mr. Lumumba of his right to a fair trial, for subjecting him to degrading and humiliating treatment, and for his detention and transfer. The court has also ruled that Mr. Davignon should face trial for the deaths of two associates of Mr. Lumumba who were killed alongside him via firing squad. Mr. Davignon has denied the charges and holds the right to appeal the court's ruling. For your weather today, Brisbane is overcast with a chance of light showers. It's currently 22 degrees, expected to reach a maximum of 28. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.